Now, Tuesday of this week was BBC Democracy Day. It was a pan-BBC initiative. On Woman's Hour, we celebrated in our own way by discussing women and democracy and how these days it would seem that so many of us have fallen out of love with the notion when over 9 million women didn't vote in the 2010 general election. One of our guests on Tuesday was the Speaker of the House of Lords, Baroness D'Souza, Frances D'Souza, a crossbencher appointed to the Lords by the Appointments Panel in 2004. Before that, she was active in human rights and international development issues. I asked her then whether the House of Lords could honestly be seen as democratic.
The fact is that the Lords are appointed, they're not elected, so they're unlike the House of Commons. That is absolutely true. There's no way one can get around that. However, I think it's important to point out that the House of Lords does not make laws. Its job is to revise and scrutinise legislation which comes up from the House of Commons, which usually is in a sort of very, very raw state, simply because the House of Commons has this avalanche of legislation that comes to it, and it doesn't have the time to even look at some of that legislation. Now, when we get to the Lords, every draft bill, every line, every sentence, every dot, every comma is looked at with great care, and it takes as long as it takes because we don't have a timetable motion. And in order to do that, what we need is expertise. And this is particularly the case when we're dealing with really very technical bills.
All right. You are a hugely clever woman. You are an academic. You are active in human rights and international development issues in particular, I know. But with the greatest respect, why are you in the House of Lords?
I'm in the House of Lords, I suspect, because I filled a gap. I came in as a crossbencher, that is, you know, an independent peer having no party affiliation. And my background, which was in international development and human rights, and maybe the appointments committee, which appointed me, felt that there was a need for someone with that kind of background to join the forces, simply because an awful lot of legislation that we deal with does have huge human rights elements. Also, of course, international development elements to it.
So what have you done recently that perhaps I wouldn't have heard about that I should know about?
The House of Lords, well, for example, we have taken up assisted dying. There's another bill which is to do with mental health issues. And there has been in the past, it's been difficult for those who've had any kind of trouble in mental health and been sectioned. They weren't allowed to be jury members or indeed governors of schools. And someone brought in a private member's bill to say this is ridiculous in this day and age, and that was passed.
Segment 1.
Now, Tuesday of this week was BBC Democracy Day. It was a pan-BBC initiative. On Woman's Hour, we celebrated in our own way by discussing women and democracy and how these days it would seem that so many of us have fallen out of love with the notion when over 9 million women didn't vote in the 2010 general election. One of our guests on Tuesday was the Speaker of the House of Lords, Baroness D'Souza, Frances D'Souza, a crossbencher appointed to the Lords by the Appointments Panel in 2004. Before that, she was active in human rights and international development issues. I asked her then whether the House of Lords could honestly be seen as democratic.
Segment 2.
The fact is that the Lords are appointed, they're not elected, so they're unlike the House of Commons. That is absolutely true. There's no way one can get around that. However, I think it's important to point out that the House of Lords does not make laws. Its job is to revise and scrutinise legislation which comes up from the House of Commons, which usually is in a sort of very, very raw state, simply because the House of Commons has this avalanche of legislation that comes to it, and it doesn't have the time to even look at some of that legislation. Now, when we get to the Lords, every draft bill, every line, every sentence, every dot, every comma is looked at with great care, and it takes as long as it takes because we don't have a timetable motion.
Segment 3.
And in order to do that, what we need is expertise. And this is particularly the case when we're dealing with really very technical bills.
All right. You are a hugely clever woman. You are an academic. You are active in human rights and international development issues in particular, I know. But with the greatest respect, why are you in the House of Lords?
I'm in the House of Lords, I suspect, because I filled a gap. I came in as a crossbencher, that is, you know, an independent peer having no party affiliation. And my background, which was in international development and human rights.
Segment 4.
And maybe the appointments committee, which appointed me, felt that there was a need for someone with that kind of background to join the forces, simply because an awful lot of legislation that we deal with does have huge human rights elements, also, of course, international development elements to it.
So what have you done recently that perhaps I wouldn't have heard about, that I should know about?
The House of Lords, well, for example, we have taken up assisted dying. There's another bill which is to do with mental health issues, and there has been in the past, it's been difficult for those who've had any kind of trouble in mental health and been sectioned. They weren't allowed to be jury members or indeed governors of schools, and someone brought in a private member's bill to say this is ridiculous in this day and age. And that was passed.